Good morning, Calvary Church. Good morning to those here and good morning to those online. For those of you that are joining us on the live stream today, and for those of you that are here worshiping with us, we are in for a treat today as we are going to get a talk with a family that it has just been awesome to get to know them and hear how God is using them today to make disciples in their community. A community is much different than our community here in Los Angeles and West Hills. A community that's different from almost any community we'll see in the United States, but still we see God using people to make disciples all over the world. And today is going to be a great day as we talk about that. And when we talk about making disciples, we start off, the first thing we need to be doing is teaching truth. And if you remember last week, we had Mitch, and he was telling us how they're using the truth of God's enduring grace to lay a foundation as they begin to make disciples in a tiny little island in the Pacific Ocean. And once we teach truth, the next step, the next part of making disciples is moving from the truth teaching to the application, to the way of life. How do we live out those truths in our life? And we all know that the best way to teach that is to provide an example. Just like in school or work, when we have an example to follow, it is so much easier to grasp and to understand the teachings that are going on. For 3 years, Jesus taught the truth of Scripture. For 3 years, Jesus walked with and taught people about God and about eternal life and about what it means to abide in God. And Jesus' best instruction came from when he was walking with his disciples. His best instruction came from the way that he lived, and that he could turn to his disciples and say, "Follow me. Do as I do. Look at my life." And if you'll remember, if you guys remember in the book of John, Jesus, right, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the one that all creation praises him and gives him glory and shouts his glory. This God, this Jesus came to earth, wrapped a towel around his waist, got a bowl of water, humbled himself to the point of a servant and washed his disciples' feet. And Jesus told his disciples, listen to the words of Jesus. "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so am I. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example to follow, that you also should do just as I have done to you." Jesus washes his disciples' feet. This is a beautiful demonstration of humility. It's a beautiful demonstration of servanthood. And if you remember the words of Jesus, he said, "Follow me." This is a beautiful picture. It's a striking display of Jesus loving his enemies. If you will remember, Judas had his feet washed by Jesus. Jesus taught how to serve everybody. Jesus modeled his own obedience. And remember again the words of Jesus, "Follow me." Here's an example for you to follow. He modeled obedience to help all of his disciples, not just those that were walking with him, but all of his disciples, including us today, to see what obedience looked like. And Jesus said, "Follow me." And if you remember Paul, excluding Jesus, right? I want to take Jesus out of the picture, but outside of Jesus, Paul, one of the best disciple makers ever to walk the earth. Much of the truth that we teach about was penned by Paul. It's not always easy to understand. There's debates going on with Scripture. But if you remember Peter was one of Jesus' inner circles. He's one of the ones that walked with Jesus. He's one of the ones that we can debate exactly what it means when Jesus told him the church, he was going to be the rock that the church was built on. And regardless of the details of what that means, nobody else on earth did Jesus look at and say that to. Right? So we know that Peter is on the inside. And even Peter, when he read Paul's words, Peter said this in regards to Paul's teachings: "There are some things in them that are hard to understand." Right, Jesus' own words. However, Paul gives us the secret to how he makes disciples to his letter to the church in Corinth. But after a lengthy teaching on idols and idolatry and false teachings, Paul says the key words to making disciples. He said, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Follow my example. If you don't understand what I'm saying, just watch me and see what I do. It is the example that we live. It's that modeling obedience that we do that is part of making disciples. And so the question that we look at today is, well, how do we do that? And too often we give too many excuses on why we don't model obedience, on why we aren't making disciples. We say things like, oh, the culture today, it's so far away from Christianity, this is impossible. I want you to think about that for a minute. Jesus left perfection. He left holy perfection, and he came to earth to make disciples, to set an example. He went from holy perfection to, holy moly, what have we gotten into? Look at the earth today. There's not a more stark contrast ever. We use excuses like, oh, the culture is too mean to Christians. We can't make disciples. We can't tell people about Jesus. We can't model obedience to Scripture. Too mean? Jesus was killed. And tradition tells us, history tells us that all of the disciples except for John were killed. And for John, it wasn't lack of effort. They tried to boil him. They tried to hang him. They tried to do all sorts of things to him and just ended up sending him to an island. We don't see that today. We also make the example, it's too hard. Right? Our excuse, oh, it's too hard to be obedient. It's too hard to follow Jesus. Really? Do you remember that Bible verse that we say all the time? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In the context of Paul's letter, when he said this verse, when he wrote this, he's talking about being obedient to God. He's not talking about getting up early to exercise. He's not talking about, oh, it's Christmas season, I got to bake cookies and I don't feel like it, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No, he's talking about being obedient to God. And it's through the strength of Christ that we can do all things through Christ. We can be obedient to him. That is what Paul is talking about. And so this morning, I just want to ask you, how are you being obedient? How are you modeling obedience? How are you telling the people around you, your community, your family, how are you demonstrating obedience to following Jesus?